Whoa.
You got sound waves.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's up, Dorch?
Nice hat.
Thank you.
You look like a queen.
Oh, thanks. If you're not watching, I'm wearing the crown Gabby made me for my birthday.
That's very nice.
Does it look good with my headphones? I haven't looked at myself at all this
morning.
You can't
even see the headphones. It's so good.
Okay, yeah. Really?
I don't know if you're mic'd the right way, facing the right way.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Do I look okay, though?
You look great.
Like, with the hair in front like this?
Mm-hmm. Very magical. Okay. You look like you belong in a fantasy movie.
Ooh. Fantasy.
Fantasy.
Oh, I'm really worried I'm flashing someone right now.
Well, it's just,
I'll just double check that after.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess intro's over. Sup, dorks. Hey. Hi.
Howdy.
High and low of the week.
High and low of the week. I watched a really bad movie this week. Like, the first movie I've watched in a long, long time. And it was terrible. Jurassic Park Rebirth.
Okay, but why was it bad? What's going on?
Like, the plot I thought was dumb, and it's just like another remake of the same situation. And it's like they just happened to stumble upon a family that just like was in the, like, one of the most restricted areas of all time, of course, and they save them from drowning, but then bring them along to the Death Island of dinosaurs, which they're aware that there's dinosaurs there, and they bring them anyways.
Do people die? Spoiler alert.
Yeah, people die.
Really?
Well, just like the extras.
The main
that they
people
bring. No,
or the
no,
family?
No, the main people stay fine.
Oh. Like, Scarlett Johansson and
yeah, they're all fine.
What's his name?
I don't know.
He just won Sexiest Man Alive for 2025.
The doctor guy?
That with guy? The glasses.
Oh, wow. He's yeah. a good looking guy.
What is his name?
I literally have never seen him up until this moment.
No, that's not true. He's in Wicked. He's a Dancing Through Life guy. And he's in Bridgerton, and he's in that gay movie. Did you know he's gay?
I could guess.
No, you couldn't.
I mean, if you showed me a picture and said he's a famous movie star, or and then these are the movies he's played in, I would be like, is he gay?
No, you wouldn't.
yeah, so that was
okay,
a
bummer. Was that your low?
That was my low. Because I've had a good week.
Oh, good.
My high was I finally got to do the private coaching.
My birthday.
That was high.
I'm kidding.
That was nice.
Continue your coaching. I'm just being silly. Okay. It doesn't need to
I
be
really
your
enjoyed
high at all.
The coaching. It's my high.
I know.
The private soccer lesson. I really worked hard on that, and I enjoyed it thoroughly. So, how about you?
My high was my birthday.
Yeah. Birthday girl.
It was fun. The morning, it was kind of treacherous. Because
dude,
I had
like
to be
so
at...
so long ago, didn't it?
I know. I had to be at work all by myself. No intern friends. And then the doctor was mean to me on unit. And then I got lunch by myself. I called my mom, though. But it was still like by myself.
Right.
And I had a long ass day. But then Leonard came and we went to the market and it was fine.
Right.
Yeah.
Are we going to talk about that later?
Yeah.
Okay. That's why we're skipping over it.
Yeah. Okay. And the low is that if you can't tell audibly, I'm like sick again somehow.
Yeah. You're getting sick often these days.
I don't know. I don't know what's up.
Well, I honestly believe the Subway is definitely start one.
But I wash my hands. I do. When I get home.
I believe you. I believe you. I don't know. I don't watch you that much to see what's the
I watch them every damn minute in the hospital.
I'm sure that's
true.
And
then
yeah.
Coming home, I usually don't like touch anything either.
I don't know. I've never known you to be the most mindful of germs. So, I mean, I've watched you eat things off the floor many times and
yeah, well,
touch stuff in New York that's dirty. But hey, maybe that's not it. And maybe you just, you know, something in the air. Let's just get you healthy. Drink your tea.
I think it's that I wasn't like fully.
You still think this is lingering from the last one?
I don't think lingering, but during like flu season, there's like 5 bugs going around right now. Mm-hmm. All like different, mm-hmm. just cold bugs, flu, sure. virus, whatever. And I think that I was like fine, but I had just been sick. So your immune system's like
weak.
Building back up. Right, right. And then I go out and I like
yeah, that's true.
Have a week where I do a bunch of things. Right. And
I believe you. It sounds about right to me.
Yeah. Anyways, that's my low.
Okay. Well, what's next? Internship?
No, updates.
Updates.
The first update is that, so sorry, Leonard does not do coke. Oh. And no one is getting married.
Yes.
Did not know what we said last week had that much of an impact, but...
We got a few phone calls from a few folks on my side of the family, like... Terry didn't propose, first off, and you're not talking about cocaine, like crack cocaine, are you? No, I'm talking about like Coca-Cola.
As in, to put in rum and cokes.
Right. I thought that was implied, but I guess some people take us very literally on this show, and I think we've learned that very quickly.
Assumptions make an ass out of you and me, and it happened.
That was very well. Another wise saying from you. That's 2 in a row.
I got to stop. I got to comment an internship about it.
Oh?
Yeah.
What did they say? That you were like giving great advice?
No. I wish. Because I think so. Yeah.
They're like, you got to be careful. You can't be.
Yeah. I got some. I'll get into it. But
okay.
Anyways.
So, okay.
That's the first update. Sorry. I want to say thank you again for all the presents and birthday wishes. You can keep them coming because it's still November, but thanks. And the surprise gift that we've been hyping up for weeks is a slushy maker, and it deserves the hype because it's amazing. You can make any slushy you want, like yogurt slushies, just juice slushies. You can make alcoholic slushies. You can make wine slushies. You can make some stuff together and make a slushy. You can put in probably like milk in there and make a milkshake.
Oh, there's a milkshake setting.
Yeah, I don't really know how you make. Is it just milk?
I'm not sure.
Or is it like,
we gotta look that one
we
up.
We have to like and defrost ice cream, put it in.
I think it's, yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. I think there's like different types of milkshakes that you throw in there, like different ones, like the 7-Elevens make and all those things. I don't know if it's a quality one. I don't know. We'll look it up. I mean, I definitely want to try the milkshake for sure through there. And then there's the frappuccinos that you can make as well.
Oh yeah, you can put like coffee in there.
Yeah, we've every day, we're averaging like
2 slushies a day.
We're averaging 2 different types of slushies a day. That's why maybe it feels like it was so long ago. Because we're just slushing it up every day.
And I'm ecstatic. What?
And I'm ecstatic.
Why was that funny?
Yep. So that was the gift.
We've just been like watching football, but we also watched When Harry Met Sally on my birthday.
That's right.
And Leonard had never seen it. And so now he knows all the references.
I know who Harry and Sally are, and I feel good about that. It's a very good movie.
Yeah.
I really liked the style of it.
Yeah.
And it also was so real. I felt like it was really real, too.
Well, I think I'm a little bit Sally, and I think you're very Harry.
I definitely feel Harry. I'm very Harry-esque.
Yeah, so I think it's, like, real because we are them.
Yeah, we started that way.
Do you think we've really changed that much? Do you think I've changed that much?
No, I mean, we're still in the early stages. Like, those were, like, years and years and years of progress. Hold on, can we make a beat with the
no, because I'll pass out. I can't breathe.
Sorry. Okay. I'm feeling musical these days.
Okay. you talked a little bit about coaching. Do you want to talk about it more? Do you want to talk about sports? Football? Yeah.
Okay. So sports. Hawks had a great win last week. I'm a little nervous because they're like power ranked number one now. Like they're top three in like every ranking. And I don't feel comfortable having us be like a Super Bowl contender. I would rather us just people not know about us. I would rather be an underdog.
Why?
I would rather be an underdog because now there's a lot to, you could fall very far. And so I'm nervous now. I'm really, really nervous.
Well, with great risk comes great reward.
That's, God, you're just throwing these things out like they're nothing. Like it's nothing.
I've got to stop.
You've got to stop. So I'm a little nervous about that, but we had a great win. Fantastic win. We're playing a divisional game this week at today at four, Sunday at four.
Against who?
The Cardinals. They're the worst in our division. Should win it, but we're going to go ahead and knock on that there.
He knocked on wood.
Yes. What else? The coaching thing was so fun. I did my first private coaching lesson with a student this week, and I just
loved it. For soccer.
Yeah, for soccer. She really wants to work on getting her shooting figured out, and I was a striker for most of my life, so I know a few things. It was pretty badass because I was telling my dad this, but is there something about being a coach that makes you really good at soccer? Like, I know that sounds dumb to say, but I was showing her how we like whip the ball in and really get a nice curve. And we practice really hard on kind of ripping it far post and just getting that nice, nice curve around the keeper. So that way it can kind of just hit the interior of the far post and go in. And so I, of course, have to demonstrate.
Of course.
So we spent most of practice like working our way up to getting into like a free kick on the left side of the 18, like outside of the 18. And I was like, so what I'm going to try to do is I'm going to, you know, lock my ankle, keep my toe up in the air. And I'm going to try to, you know, do kind of a shorter follow through, but it's powerful and you're landing on your right foot, blah, blah, blah. So it's something like this. And I go up and I just swipe one and I just do it. Just beautiful, great power, fantastic curve, and hits the inside of the far post and goes in. It was glorious. You could not have asked for a better free kick. It was beautiful. And she's like, no way. And I was like, yeah, I'm like that.
Yeah.
And I just felt like I'm a pro.
No, it's nice when you can back up your...
Yeah. It felt, once I did that, I felt way less nervous because at least I could show that I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then we worked on it. You know, there's definitely things to work on with her, but
I always hated that with coaches because, you know, all three that I've had, because they were always so good and I was always so bad. So then I like, was like, oh, well, I suck at this sport.
Well,
but I understand how it's good because the coach should be good.
Right. And especially in soccer, I think is very, very important. And this student, particular student, she is like a perfectionist. She's incredibly intelligent, very good at the sport. But I feel like if she isn't perfect at it, she gets down on herself a little bit. So we're working on just making mistakes. We're not the best. You know, we're working our way up to becoming the best by practicing all the time, blah, blah, blah. And it's going to be great. We do it two times a week, Tuesdays and Fridays. And I'm so excited. And then I do 7 and 8 outdoor cross country now as well, Mondays through Thursdays. So coaching, coaching, coaching. You okay?
What time is cross country if you're teaching on Tuesdays?
2:30 to 3:20, and then soccer's at 3:30.
Oh, so you have to bring all your stuff?
I do.
Is that going to be weird?
I don't think so, no.
Okay. Well, cool.
Yep. That's pretty much the sports
update.
Well,
I beat Tim in fantasy last week.
You did. You knocked down the number one player last week. That's huge.
But
unfortunately, you're playing the number two player in fantasy football this week, and it's
I have a hard schedule.
Yeah, it's not looking great. I really tried to convince her to make some trades, but she's very attached to her players.
I don't want to give them up.
And I understand that. And that's fine. First season in, dear, you're doing fine. You're doing fine. You had a great draft. And it's not over, but you definitely have to beat Weston this week. And it might be tough.
It's over.
It's not over yet.
It's over.
Anywho's, I think that's it for sports. Ooh, yeah, we talked about football.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Well, I was going to say last night, we had our sports of our own kind. We had game night.
It was awesome.
With Dylan and his boyfriend.
Henry. Yeah. It was a fantastic time.
And they're lovely people. And we played so many games.
Yeah,
and
we played had slushies. Code names.
Taboo.
Taboo. We played
Tree or Bowl.
Tree or Bowl. What, we played another one, didn't we?
No.
That was it? We just played three games? Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Code names must take up a bit. Anyways, it was really fun. It was just a
why? Because I don't like a timer.
Yeah, I can't. I learned that I can't play code names without a timer. And it was literally just for me. I timed myself. That was pretty much it. I mean, I timed everyone else, but no one paid attention to it except for me. So.
Yep.
I'm a little crazy like that. But that's okay. We're a very competitive family. But I'm proud of you for playing as many board games as you did. I know you like games.
I like games.
I know. I'm proud of you for doing it because you liked it.
It's true, but I hit a wall. But we kind of all did.
Yeah. I definitely could have kept going for the games, but I think I could tell that everyone was kind of done.
Well, we also like wanted to like chat. Like right. Henry and I were like trying to get to know each other, and then Leonard would be like, okay.
What's next? I'm not the biggest.
It's your
turn. I'm not the biggest fan of just like sitting and chatting because I get really tired. I feel like I'm like my dad there. If it's just like everyone's sitting and chatting, I'm just kind of slowly getting more and more tired. But it was fun. It's fun getting to know them, and we giggled and laughed and reminisced.
Yeah, I was thinking about I don't know what I was gonna say. whatever. Okay. Yeah, but game night was fun, and Dylan and Henry are awesome.
Yeah.
And we want to do it again.
Yes.
Oh my God. Okay. I guess I could talk about internship.
Yeah.
It was a good week. I've like been feeling like I haven't been able to. Okay. Well, one of my besties, I was with her on Tuesday at West because at one Tuesday a month, she gets to be at West with me. And so then it's like, oh, perfect. And
the this lower West Side.
No, Mount Sinai West.
Yeah, the West Side.
And it's lovely because we're friends and I love her. And we also had to record these midterm videos to show our supervisors. So we needed someone to go with us to like session to record on this like encrypted iPad. But we didn't want it to be the supervisor because that's like nerve wracking and different. And so I was like, great, Valentina's here. Like, let's go together. I recorded her session. It was awesome. Perfect. And then she recorded mine. And then we were like charting at the nurse's station. And the social worker, like, it was really nice. One of them was like, oh, hey, Valentina. Like, how's it going? Like, blah, 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 blah. Like, just started chit-chatting. And then, like, this other nurse, too. And, like, the chaplain. And, like, it was actually crazy. And in my, I was like, wow, I don't know these people like this. Like, I don't know them. And then I was like, do I know anyone at East? No. And then I was like, do I know people at Union Square? And I was like, a little, but like, not really. And I was talking to Valentina. She was like, yeah, well, we go to like rounds every day. And like, we like, I don't know. I think we just see them more. Like, you're not here a lot. And I was like, yeah, that's true. I'm only in there a little bit. Maybe like 4 hours a week, which is like not even a lot. So I was just feeling like I don't really know the staff there, which is like fine, but it's also, I felt jealous of her like connections there.
Sure.
And I was talking to Peyton about it. And she was like, yeah, no, I'm always actually jealous of the three of you because I just think you guys are like so good at what you do. And then it's like, wow. I was like, no, exactly. Like, I'm constantly comparing myself. She was like, yeah, but that's bad. I was like, yeah, you're right. That's bad. But it was nice to know that she also feels
like
that.
It's funny how they're like therapists all as a, like a growing therapist group they understand, like, they understand, like, the right things and the wrong things, but yet they still, like, you still get jealous, even though you know that there's, like, no real reason to be jealous.
Yeah.
Because you each have your own specific thing, your own, you're comparing each other, but you're also all aware that you shouldn't be comparing one another.
Yeah, but it's kind of interesting. It's also, like, I don't know, the imposter syndrome and the kind of, like,
are you still feeling like you're in the imposter syndrome mode?
Yeah. Wow. Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
Every day.
Do you think that's going to stay forever?
I don't know. I hope not. I really don't know. But that and, like, I don't know, just the constant comparison, because I don't know if it's, like, staff-led or, like, if it's just us comparing or if it's literally just me. But I just feel like, getting on Zooms and, like, I don't know, like it's clear, like, the head people have their favorites and they're not favorites. And I know I'm not a favorite. And then it's also clear, like, on Tuesday, I got to see my supervisor interact with Valentina versus me. And we're both his, like, supervisees. And, like, I don't know. It was just
why aren't you the favorite, different. Do you think?
I don't know.
Do you know that for a fact?
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
Do you think you could work your way up to becoming a favorite still?
No, because I won't kiss ass like that.
Oh, so it's a kiss ass situation.
Not all the time. I think partially for a few people. And then I think the other part is that they're just great musicians, yep, and great therapists. Okay. And it's okay. Like, I don't.
Do you think if you knew the guitar a lot better, you would be up there?
No.
What's holding you back?
I don't know. Hmm. I don't know.
Then it sounds like you do have a chance of being up there. You just don't believe it.
Like, maybe. I don't know. It's just, like, hard. It's like,
oh, no. Oh, no. I've triggered a very intense chord.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
You want me to move on to something? Oh, Jesus.
I'm not crying.
I think you are, dude.
It's fine. It's just, like, it's crazy. The emotional, like, roller coaster between, like, I don't know, the ups and downs clearly are crazy. Clearly. Okay, anyways, but I love my friends, and I have, like, the video went okay.
The video you showed me?
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Like, no,
you
though.
You can't share that, though, huh?
No, I can't.
Darn, that's too bad.
I, like, illegally showed.
Can Leonard. I describe it without it being illegal?
Like, maybe, but you can't say her name.
Oh, that's, like, the best part.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyways, she showed me the video. It was just really nice. Like, she was singing along with this old lady who has dementia. Mm-hmm. And she was smiling and drumming away and really singing along with you, and I thought that was great.
Yeah. No, it was like the patient interaction was fine and right. It was good, and like it's just like on that my supervisor was like, okay, like watch it back and like think about other songs that you could use that come to mind. Like mm-hmm. Think about when you could do that. And then he made a comment and he was like, are you trying to be this patient's friend? And I was like, no. And he was like, okay, I think you just need to be, you need to be careful and like make sure all your responses are like clinically intentional instead of like, so like the little like colloquial sayings and stuff I say.
Mm. Interesting.
And like responses that I think like build rapport, yep, and like is that relationship. He didn't really like. So I'm like, I don't know if
he didn't like it. I think he's just trying to help you guide yourself into very, you have to be a little more particular maybe of what you're saying, more like on track, I guess, maybe. I'm not sure. It sounds like a common thing because my advisors for coaching and stuff when I'm trying to talk to kids, they're like saying the same thing that you just said right now. You have to be very particular with what you're saying. And you're not supposed
to
be there.
I'm snotting.
Okay. That's okay. You got Cam Scataboo to help you out. Just let it go.
No.
Do you want to take a break?
No, I just need, just entertain them while I get a tissue.
Okay. Let me entertain them while I get a tissue.
Oh, no.
Okay, so while she's gone, I will talk about something. Dear, hurry up. I don't know what to say. Okay, about the market. Okay, so on her birthday, another gift that I was giving her was I was just going to treat her to whatever she wants at the market, the winter market. And it was like a winter wonderland at Bryant Park, the same park where we watched the movie Blades of Glory way back in the day. And for the original followers of this show, they will understand. I don't think we've really gained any other new followers, but I think everyone understands. Anyways, it was a really lovely time. You walked in and it's like these little gazebos, but there's a bunch of them. There's like a bunch of gazebos and some of them are like home crafted jewelry or purses or pottery or art, blah, blah, blah.
Candles, yeah, scents,
anything you could possibly imagine. And then there's also
like a food side.
Like a food section and there's a dessert section and a lot of international different types of food. There's, you know, dessert, main course, blah, blah, blah. Everything's extremely expensive, so mm-hmm. that was fun for me. Mm-hmm. And then there was an ice rink in the middle of it all.
Okay, but I didn't go crazy. I could have gone crazy.
You definitely could have gone crazier, but it's still very expensive. But that was the gift, so it worked out. Exactly. She gets it. It was free ice skating if you brought your own skates, which is a bummer. I honestly think I'm going to start looking on the Buy Nothing group and see if we can get some skates so we can just go.
Yeah, because that'd be so fun.
I love skating.
I love skating.
I just said that very flamboyantly. I love skating.
You didn't say it like that. Oh, you just said it with emotion.
Okay. It's true.
Heaven forbid a man have emotion.
Right.
My
Amen,
God.
Sister. Amen, queen. All right. So she had a list. She had a notes app. Oh, the other drama was that both our phones were like dead.
Oh my God. I literally left work and I said, Leonard, I'll meet you at the spot. And my phone died. Like died.
Right there. Yeah.
Well, a little later, but yeah.
We actually did that right. Like, because usually I feel like we're not going to get the direction thing right. Usually she gets
lost. I know
lost.
Where I am now. Okay, I know where I am.
So that worked out.
Where I am.
And you want to take over on this? Is it moving to Snips and Snips?
Yeah, we're on Sips.
Okay, so moving on to Snips.
Okay, so
and
at
snips.
The market, I looked on TikTok and online and I like hunted down what I wanted to try. And I didn't try everything, but that's okay. I'm just going to go back by myself or with Leonard or I don't know, but I'll just go back and try other things. Because it is a ton of money, but
yeah,
whatever.
I'm going to take my parents there, but it is a lot of money. But the train went down anyway, so. Anyways, continue. Sorry.
So I looked at all the places I wanted to go, and one of them was 12 Chairs, which is all these places technically have restaurants in the city, and then they, like, send people to this market to, like, just have, like, a set menu, kind of. So they have, like, a pared down. Except for that crepe place. They had so many things.
I would not go back there, ever.
Okay, well, I don't even know what it's called, and only Leonard ate the crepe, so whatever.
It was probably the most disappointing crepe I've had.
But at 12 Chairs, we had this, like, pita pocket, grilled chicken pita. It was chicken pita,
but you asked for everything, which was the right decision.
Yeah, he kept being like, do you want this on it? And I said, whatever can go in it, I want it.
Yeah.
And then he put everything in it, and it was so good. It was, like, hummus and like
avocados,
pickled onions,
tomatoes,
and
pickles,
and
onions,
so many sauces.
I mean, you literally it was the size of like a double cheeseburger,
and we shared it and we like barely got through it.
Well,
oh no, you were so hungry. Okay, well, it was perfect for me to share.
It was $21,
yeah,
for the size of a hamburger.
Yeah, we're just not gonna talk about that.
Sorry.
And then we got the crepe, and then I kind of wanted these.
The crepe was also $20.
Yeah.
And I asked for Nutella and strawberry. That's it. And the first thing they do is put bananas on it.
We like watched them make it, and she had to like make a new one.
There's no one in line. There's literally nothing going on. I asked for Nutella and strawberries.
I feel like this always happens with you with like ordering.
It's ordering and technology. There's something weird about it.
Like, you're the reason why I think I give old people so much grace, because, like, you are the old person in my life that everything goes wrong.
She's like, okay, strawberry Nutella? Yes. And then she just starts cutting up a freaking banana.
freaking banana.
Like, what the hell is that meat? And I can't have the banana meat. Anyways, it tasted like banana, even though she plucked off the banana and like the Nutella melted immediately. And it was literally just a burnt crepe with a few strawberries and then some whipped cream. It was not worth $20.
Okay. But sorry. Then there's...
Sorry I had to do that.
There's a pickle...
Oh, yeah, the pickle place.
Pickle place.
That was a good deal.
And you could get, like, just any pickles you wanted. However, the pickles were not that good, I have to say.
That's too funny, because that was the cheapest option of all of them.
Yeah, only one of them was, like...
Good.
Good. The other ones were, like... And okay, I so love pickles.
Sounding like anything other than 12 chairs so far has not been there, because the hot chocolate was also a disappointment.
Not really.
You literally almost threw up. Okay, you can talk about that.
Okay. Okay, the last thing I wanted to do was get this hot chocolate where it's called S'mores and More. So they're actually known for like putting s'mores, like melting a marshmallow in like donuts or in like cookies. And it's just like sugar overload.
Giveaway for anyone who's listening and be like, tell me how much you paid for this hot chocolate. And if you nail it to the cent, we'll give you $100.
Absolutely not. We don't have the money to do that.
Maybe it's not $100. Maybe we sign.
What do you mean?
We should sign something and send it to someone if they can get how much it was.
That's just all our family. They know us.
That's true. Never mind.
We're not.
Never mind.
I love this. I love this effort, but we are nowhere near famous enough to be doing things like this.
I wish we were famous a little bit, to be honest. Just a hair. I feel famous when we see our family and it feels awesome.
Well, that's the best kind of famous, because then you don't have to worry about being cancelable, because you so are.
No, it's not the best kind of famous, because we're not making any money.
Okay. Wow. Wow. Wow.
We actually kind of are. These Everything's people are really a price nice. Tag. I'm wearing...
Yeah, we're literally wearing money.
Slippers. Yeah. It's awesome.
What?
In your hat.
Okay. Sorry. Anyways, I wanted to get this hot chocolate, because they put this, like, they put whipped cream and rainbow sprinkles, and then they put a toasted marshmallow on it. And it was actually really yum and really good. And it's like warm hot chocolate. I get through like a quarter of it. Actually, no, half. You don't think so?
No, I don't think so.
I think so.
You got through a quarter. You got through a quarter.
I think I got a little bit more before you told me to stop on the subway. I think I got through at least half. It wasn't like at the top. We squished the cup. All right. It was like the middle.
Quarter to a half for sure.
Okay, don't make me feel bad. What the hell?
Why am I making you feel bad?
I wasted it.
You didn't waste it. It was your birthday. It was your gift.
I'm fragile. Okay. Anyways, it was yummy and we like sat by the ice rink and started drinking it. But then it was getting dark and really cold. Right. So we were like, let's go home.
It dropped like 10 degrees from the moment we sat down.
Oh, yeah. It's serious. It's serious out here.
When the sun goes down, it gets cold.
So we were on the subway, and I think anytime I go into the subway and I like haven't eaten enough, or I've eaten too much sugar, or I don't have enough water, and like the hotness hits you and the standing and the smell, it's like, it's easy to become nauseous anyways. But I think after that sugar load, cause it was like a full, like the marshmallow was like 2 by 2 inches. Like it was
a thick marshmallow.
Big marshmallow.
Yeah.
2 by 2 by like 1.
Yeah.
It was thick, and I ate most of that and I drank most of the chocolate, and then I like was slowing down. And Leonard was like, do you not want anymore? And I was like, well, it's kind of making me have to throw up. And he was like, then stop drinking it. I was like, but I don't want to waste it. He's like, dude, you're going to throw up. And I was like, maybe.
And I took a sip of the hot chocolate and it literally was just like pure sugar.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was literally just pure chocolate powder sugar.
Yeah, they needed to water it down more.
Yeah, which is rare.
Which is rare.
It's very rare.
Rare.
But, yeah, anyways.
Anyways, that's what we got at the market, but I want to go try the gnocchi, and I want to try the chocolate-covered strawberries. That's what I want to try.
I didn't see the chocolate-covered strawberries. Was it the one we went to in the lodge?
Yeah.
And it was like 16.
Yeah, and then I think the other one was equally as much money.
All right.
So, if anyone's feeling generous,
yeah,
you can buy me a cup of strawberries for $15.
That's really generous. It was a really nice time. We got great pictures. Did you post them?
Yeah.
You posted them?
I think so.
Well, they'll be posted, I'm sure.
I don't think so.
You did. I would have seen him.
No, you've been off Instagram.
It's true. That's an update for them. It's 3 days since I've touched Instagram, which I'm very proud of, to be honest, because it's very addicting.
Yes. Yes, it is. Okay, but we also took Tim and Terry were here yesterday.
Oh, right.
No,
yes.
Two days ago. And we, first they got here and then we like walked around. Oh, I guess I didn't.
That's all right. You'll post it in a bit.
Oh, I have so many to post. Okay. We walked around. Well, we took them on the subway, which they love. They love the subway.
Cheap and easy.
And then we went to Central Park because Leonard had his lesson. And then me, Tim, and Terry walked around and we saw beautiful fall leaves. It was gorgeous. We walked around the whole reservoir and like other places. We saw like tunnels and like a creek and this other place.
Beautiful.
And literally places I've never ever seen.
How large and like vast Central Park is. It is huge.
Yeah. Well, that was parts of the park that I didn't even know existed. Like right. We were places
honestly,
I was
don't
like,
think
what?
Anyone knows they exist.
But there were people there.
Oh, well, they found it out for the first time with you.
Right. Anyways, we did that and then we helped Leonard pack up and then we went to, well, we were going to go to the market, but right. The 6 train was down because someone was on the track or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Not like they died, just like something is on the track and it's
right.
Probably a person in the way. So instead, we went like down the street. Uptown on the east side, and we've went to famous Famiglia.
That sounds right.
Pizza.
Yeah.
And we got a whole pie, and we ate it all.
No, and could have ate more.
Yeah, it was really, it wasn't really yummy, but it was really yummy because I was hungry.
Throwing the Parmesan on there, I thought it was quite good. But yeah. Like my mom said, it's not the best New York pizza, and I'm still struggling to find it.
Well, we haven't taken you to the other places because you've had to be gluten free.
I have not had.
And Mike and Frankie said they want to take us to pizza, so.
Yeah, they do. So.
To the place your mom mentioned when we were at pizza.
Oh, in Brooklyn. No, I mean, the Bronx, excuse me. Yeah. Yeah.
And then we took him to Van Leeuwen and Tim.
Tim's crazy.
I was like, no, I don't really need a scoop. Like, I'm okay. Like, no biggie. Because I had just eaten 3 slices of New York pizza. And so Leonard gets his sundae.
Which was mid.
You always order something mid. I don't know why you didn't get a flavor. You got vanilla.
I got vegan vanilla.
Right.
And the vegan vanilla was fine, but the chocolate was mid.
It was bad.
Yeah. It was.
You always do this.
I suck at ordering ice cream. It just needs to be a milkshake and that's it.
Or I need to do it for you.
Or you, yeah. Why do I suck at it so bad?
You get overwhelmed.
I think I do get overwhelmed. There's too many options. The damn pictures look so enticing, but there's never like the pictures.
No. They get you.
The bums.
And his mom got a nice cone of like cookies and cream or something. Mm-hmm. And then Tim goes, I'll get 3 scoops.
And these scoops are massive, by the way.
Like,
and it's not like my dad balls. To spend more. So I was super confused, but then I looked up at the price and he's actually a very intelligent human being still. He surprises me to this day.
Yeah. And he looked at me and he was like, what do you want? And I got Earl Grey and he gave me the craziest look.
Yeah. It's like, Earl Grey? What the hell are you talking about, Earl Grey? Shouldn't have asked. Oh.
Yeah. Anyways, it was yummy.
It was only $1 more to get like 3 scoops versus 1. So he decided to just grab an extra. I mean, super not. It's like probably frowned upon in the restaurant. But he just grabbed an extra bowl and then just took out one of the scoops and put it in Hasina's bowl.
Yeah.
But I love that. Honestly, it's probably my favorite thing about my father. I love it when he does something like that.
Well, not that you'll believe me, but when we first went in, I was like, do I really want ice cream? And I was like, maybe we just get a double scoop and it's cheaper than a
I do believe
single.
You.
And then we I just like you. Do that. But
I believe you. I don't know why I didn't think about that because I believed you when you said you didn't want ice cream. I think that's why.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Yeah.
But when it was yummy.
When it's a gift, I don't usually think about I know that's not even proper for me to be thinking about it. Like, when it's a gift, I just order it and I don't think about the deals like I should be.
There's hair in my tea.
Where?
Man.
Where? I don't see hair. Did you get it? Here, let me get you a flashlight. I don't see any hair in there.
Why is it sparkly, Loki? Because I honey? Got it.
Oh, you got it. Nice.
Okay, sorry.
Anyways,
it was super fun to have them over, and then they came back. What did you guys do? I wasn't here. I went to babysit.
We came back, and we made some margarita slushies, went to check out the new bar for like 5 seconds.
Oh, yeah, sit down, Mike.
The new bar is called...
Wiley's. Is it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh.
Saw Mike and his buddies there and said hi for a second, left. It's small. It's nice. It's small, but it's nice. It's small, but it's nice.
Would you say it's like relatively small?
Yeah, but it's nice.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we just came back and played the dice game that my mom showed us in New Jersey. You know, I'm talking about the dice game thing. I don't even know. It says like 10 grand or something. It's called 10 grand. I don't know. We played that 3 times or twice. And we just drank and then fell asleep at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I was babysitting until literally midnight. And I come back home and everyone's out.
We were so tired.
Well, we walked like 5 miles just in the park.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yep.
The next day at work, I was like, oh, my hips.
Welcome to my parents.
Okay, anyways, artsy fartsy wise, I've started knitting Christmas presents.
That's what you're doing.
Slash, nice. Like, got some more craft stuff to make Christmas presents.
Good.
Yeah, I have big ideas, mm-hmm. So I'm hoping they come to fruition.
Nice.
And we didn't really see any art this week, except I went to orchestra again.
I made that score for the documentary for CRTC.
Oh, yeah. It's really good.
Sounds nice. Yeah.
Leonard's really good at what he does. And every time he shows me his music, I'm like, wait, you made this? Like, what? And he's like, yeah.
It does make me feel nice when you go like, wait, you made this?
Because at first I start listening, and I'm like, oh, like Leonard made this. Let me listen. And then I get like lost in it. And then I tune back into the music. And I'm like, wait,
this is good.
Leonard made this.
Nice.
Yeah.
So I did that and I had a phone call with my old college buddy director. And he's queuing up for another feature that I'm going to be doing.
I can't believe HT is your college buddy director. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Do you remember when he showed his feature film in school and Emma's band performed and you were in your suit and your glasses?
I got that great picture.
Mm-hmm.
Great picture from that.
Yeah, Emma sent me a picture.
Oh, that's when you're crushing on me, right? Is that right?
We were talking.
Were we talking then?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But you were like, I have this thing. And I was like, oh, have fun. And then Emma was like, yeah, I'm going to be there. And I was like, wait. And she was like, Letter looks good in his tux. And I was like, proof, please.
Did you take a picture of me?
Yeah.
Oh my. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I did look good.
I'm a sucker for glasses and you had your fake glasses on.
I love glasses. Should I just start putting fake glasses on?
I
don't know why I stopped doing it.
Hello.
I look so good in those glasses.
Yes.
Any hoozles? So that's it for artsy on me.
Yeah. But next week we're going to like see a... We're going to see 6 with your parents.
That's next week?
And next week?
No, that's not next week.
Oh, shoot.
Wait, hold on. What day is it?
No,
today?
It's in 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's in 2 weeks.
Oh, I'm so excited.
We jumped the gun.
Actually, next week, I'm trying to see if I can... Jeremy Jordan is back on Broadway for Great Gatsby starting Monday.
Right.
As in tomorrow.
Yeah.
So...
If you're trying to get one of those, I can... There's a 30% off deal for Early Bird Mike sent me to like surprise you with tickets, but I didn't want to spend that kind of money still.
I think they're still doing lottery.
Oh, well, then let's do the lottery.
I mean, and Rush tickets. I think they're doing Rush tickets at the box office, which is only $40 a ticket. Would you pay that?
Yeah, I would pay $40.
And if I can find my student ID, it's $25.
Wow. Can I just use my ID for school? You think that would be a discount?
Maybe.
Yeah. Faculty and staff. Teacher.
But I don't know what day we can... Okay, we need to talk about this after we stop this because I don't know what day we can go... see yet.
Yeah, it's getting
and he's
kind of
only
busy
here for a short time.
Okay.
So it might literally have to be tomorrow.
Oh. Okay. You know what? Can you flip that calendar and see if I get Tuesday off?
Nope.
Okay.
Okay. Anyways, a culture shock we talked about this week with your parents.
Yeah, alcohol.
What?
I was going to say that there's no alcohol in the grocery stores.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's no, we talked about with Dylan. Because he was like, go get some Trader Joe's wine. And I was like, that doesn't exist here.
I think that, no, Trader Joe's wine does exist.
No, they it doesn't.
Wine. Yeah, they do wine. Oh. Not hard alcohol. Yeah. They what? Do wine, but it's not hard alcohol.
Where? I've never seen it.
I don't know, but they're legally allowed to sell wine in the stores because they sell wine at the American market right here. The Astoria market, I mean.
American market.
Oopsies.
Okay. But my other one was that we talked to your parents about the fact that New York people aren't actually that mean.
Yeah, they said that everyone's been so nice to them, and it's true.
But then I was saying that I think it takes you acting like a normal person for them to be nice. Like, right. When I was still lost and, like, holding up traffic and, like, not really knowing what's going on, everyone was looking at me like, girl, you're a tourist. But now, Leonard and I were saying that sometimes when people are, like, walking weird or slow or, like, not, like, doing it, we're like, what? Get out the way. Like,
right.
Yeah.
It's pretty interesting. Now that we're not tourists and we see tourists, I want to kill them.
Right. And it's also interesting to watch, like, the influx, because they, like, left for summer, and right. Then it was, like, October. It was kind of, like, not touristy. It was more, normal. I don't know. There's mm-hmm. still your tourists, always, but now they're I'm starting sure to come to, back
yeah,
again.
I'm sure it's going
to
be huge here in a couple of weeks.
This morning, Leonard woke up at, like, 7
a.m.
and I had to force him to go back to bed.
And you did.
I know. I literally had to spoon him.
Swaddle me.
I had to be like, go to bed.
She woke up and I was just staring at her.
Like,
she was like,
staring
whoa.
At me. Eyes open right next to my face. I was like, damn. Am I that pretty? Aww. Okay, that's really.
Snot drooling right out of your nose.
Is it really?
No.
Oh. Oh, you mean when I woke up?
Yeah.
Was it really?
No.
Oh.
Although maybe there was a, like, I thought you were drooling.
Just my eyes water. Yeah. Do your eyes not water when you go on your side?
My eyes water when I watch you cry. That's pretty much it. I have empathetic eyes. They will cry if I watch someone cry.
That's not true. I cry a lot and you don't cry.
I almost cried, right? When watching you just now.
Wait, really?
My eyes watered up so heavy.
Aw.
I get so empathetic. It's frustrating.
Sucks to have feelings.
Yeah, god damn it.
Well, I hope you guys have a feelingless week and an awful end to your weekend.
Just a gray week.
I can't wait to watch The Grinch. Can we watch that now?
No.
Please.
No. You know my rule. What's my rule?
After Thanksgiving.
Thank you. After Thanksgiving. Honestly, I would prefer at least just to wait till it hits December. But if you can't wait, then we can do it in the 2 days in November.
Okay. Okay. Countdown starts now.
Are we there? Did we do it?
Yeah, we did it. Any last words? I'm wondering, I'm reading this book right now, and they had to play this, like, bonding game, and it was like, you have a box, and you can only pull out 5 things from the box. What are you pulling out?
Anything.
Go.
Anything?
Anything. 5 things. Go. Top of your head. Go.
Money.
That's all you want. Money.
How much money do I get?
Infinite. What's your next one?
Oh. The newest AirPods.
Cool.
Pug goals. How big is this box?
It's just what it's like Mary Poppins. You're like pulling out 5 things.
Anything.
Yeah.
Oh.
Anything in the world.
Rum.
Okay.
What am I at, 4?
Yeah.
Oh, these are bad. Oh, I want a new instrument. I want a guitar. Or not a guitar. I want a really cool, unique instrument. I don't know what it is yet, but I want a marimba. I want my marimba back, my 5-octave marimba.
You had a 5-octave marimba?
Well, no, I just...
Oh, that's cool.
Through my whole... Yeah, through high school and college, I've always had access to one.
Mm. That's cool. Money.
Puggle.
AirPods. Puggle.
I want to get rid of the AirPods one. That's stupid. I thought it had to be small.
Okay, then what? Okay, money, Puggles, marimba,
You know what I want?
Rum.
I want one of those actual crepe making, like, hot plate things.
A crepe maker.
Yeah. But, like, it doesn't make crepes. I still make the crepes.
And what was fun, because game is supposed to say, like it's five things that, like, represent you, most likely.
Really?
Most likely, you're going to pull out things that are, like, to do with you.
Interesting. Hold on, let's diagnose into this. So money makes sense.
Yeah.
Crepe thing. I love breakfast.
You love breakfast. Puggles. You love sports.
I love sports.
Rum.
I love, rum.
and a 5-octave marimba.
Oh my God.
And you love music.
Dude, that's creepy.
Yeah, isn't it crazy?
That, like, pretty much rounds me out completely.
Yeah.
That's bizarre.
I'm awesome.
That's bizarre.
Yeah.
I'm gaining out the mic because I'm so excited. I'm so excited about that. That makes me feel all jittery inside.
Anyways, hope you all
have a great day.
Can do that yourselves.
Yeah,
and
practice
think about
at
it.
Home and then message us. No one messages us when I say message us. You know that?
That's not true. Your brothers message you all the time.
That's true. They just call me, which is fun. I like that. I'm solo.
Stop it. I want to do it first.
Well,
I'm
you
solo.
Take so long. There's a big gap and there's an obvious moment.
I'm Solo.
And I'm Lee.
And we're in NYC.